Galaxy and why? According to reports,
7月7号，经济学家高善文因病去世了。
On July 7th, economist Gao Shanwen passed away due to illness.
年仅55岁。
Only 55 years old.
我简单介绍一下高善文。
Here is a brief introduction to Gao Shanwen.
高善文这个名字在业内啊，非常有名。
The name Gao Shanwen is very well known in the industry.
他担任过光大证券。
He has worked at Goldman Sachs.
安信证券、国投证券的首席经济学家。
Chief economist of Anxin Securities, Quality Securities.
这个首席经济学家呀，确实是需要有点水平的。
This chief economist really needs to have some level of expertise.
他是实打实研究中国经济的这个学者。
He is a scholar who has conducted real research on the Chinese economy.
擅长从长
expert in long term
远从宏观上看问题
ask questions from a macro perspective.
不光得有头脑
not only do you need to have a brain
有智慧
wise
还得有勇气
still have courage
很不容易。
It's not easy.
那么在几年前
A few years ago,
很多首席经济学家的他讲座呢
Many of the keynote speeches given by leading economists
对于公众啊都相当有启发
This is quite inspiring for the public.
这些经济学家的有些建议呢也会被高层啊所听取。
Some of these economists' suggestions will also be heard by the top leaders.
在之前高善文就曾经应邀到中南海啊参加过座谈会。
Previously, Gao Shanwen had been invited to participate in a meeting at Zhongnanhai.
高善文那些观点呢
The lofty ideals
往往在起初啊受到批评。
Often, they are criticized at first.
但是最后被证明呢，还是有道理的。
However, it turned out to be reasonable in the end.
那个，比如说，在2010年的9月。
For example, in September 2010,
高善文呢，曾经写过一篇文章。
Once, Gao Shanwen wrote an article.
在文章当中
In the article,
他就认为中国已经走过了刘易斯拐点。
He believes that China has already passed the Lewis turning point.
这个刘易斯拐点啊
This Lewis corner,
就是这个低端劳动力向
This is a low wage labor trend.
这由过剩转向这个短缺的这么一个转折点。
This is a shift from oversupply to this kind of shortage.
同时他还推断了2011年到2015年消费物价的平均水平，解释了其中的逻辑。
He also inferred the average level of consumer prices from 2011 to 2015 and explained the logic behind it.
这篇报告发表之后啊
After this report was published,
受到广泛的批评
widely criticized.
很多人就认为呢，这个中国农业部门仍然存在大量的剩余劳动力。
Many people believe that the Chinese agricultural sector still has a large number of surplus laborers.
远远没有跨过这个刘易斯拐点。
Far from crossing this Lewis point.
但是呢 ,2015 年过去之后啊
However, after 2015,
实际的经济数据跟这个高善文当时预测的呀非常一致。
The actual economic data is very consistent with the predictions made by Hai Sen at that time.
还有就是2021年诺贝尔经济学奖。
And then there's the 2021 Nobel Prize in Economics.
这年的经济学奖呢
As for this year's Nobel Prize in Economics,
他肯定了因果推断方法在经济学当中的成功运用。
He affirmed the successful application of causal inference methods in economics.
而这正是高善文宏观分析和市场预测的主要方向。
And this is precisely the main direction of Gao Shen's macro analysis and market forecasting.
那高善文作为一名经济学家呢
？As an economist, Gao Shenwen,
他也不仅在业内有名
，He is not only well known in the industry.
他也因为他独立独到的一些观点
，He also has some unique perspectives.
被这个更多人所知啊，出圈的一位经济学家
，a well-known economist who has gained popularity。
但是他后来啊，他的社交账号都无法访问。
However, later his social media accounts were inaccessible。
还有他后期工作上的一些遭遇呢
？And there are also some experiences he had in his later work。
或许就跟他的一些观点是有关系的。
Maybe it's related to some of his views.
尤其是这个中美贸易战以来
especially since the trade war between China and the United States.
这个高善文那些观点呢
his lofty ideals
被认为是不妥当的。那在沉寂了3年多之后呢
After a long silence of more than 3 years, the one who was considered inappropriate has finally spoken.
没想到，竟然传出了高善文去世的消息。
I was shocked to hear that Gao Shenwen had passed away.
实在是让人很惋惜。
This is really disappointing.
据朋友圈里流传的一份这个高善文去世之前他写的 一点文字吧。
According to a piece of text that is said to have been written by Gao Shenwen before his death, which was circulating in the circle.
他是患了一种很凶险的叫淋巴癌去世的。
He died from a very dangerous type of cancer called lymphoma.
高善文的父亲就是肺癌于2012年去世的。
The father of Gao Shenwen passed away from lung cancer in 2012.
不知道这个有没有家庭遗传的这个原因啊。
Do you know if there is a family history of this?
高善文是山西临汾人。
Gao Shenwen is from Linfen, Shaanxi.
1988年考取了北京大学电子系。
In 1988, he graduated from the electronics department of Peking University.
高善文后来说呀，是在北大的各种各样的讲座。
After that, Gao Shenwen said he had given various lectures at Peking University.
当中那种百花齐放。
When there is a variety of flowers blooming,
那种开放和包容成就了他。他还讲过一个故事啊。
That openness and inclusiveness contributed to his success. He also told stories.
就是高善文
It's Gao Shenwen.
在这个课余经过一间那个教室。
In this spare time, I went to that classroom.
这里面呢正在讲一门课
Here, a class is being taught
叫邓小平访美和新中国外交
Title, Deng Xiaoping's Visit to the United States and China's Foreign Policy
这是国际政治学系的一门研究生的课程
This is a graduate level course in international relations
当时学物理的高善文呢就走进教室了
At that time, Gao Shenwen, who was studying physics, walked into the classroom.
就坐在后排呢听讲，结果讲台上呢坐着一位老者，也没有赶他走。高善文就坐那儿听，后来才知道这位长者呢就是李慎之先生。
He was sitting in the back row, listening to a lecture, but when he got up from his seat and went to the podium, there wasn't an old man there. Gao Shanwen just sat down and listened. Later, I found out that this elder was Mr. Li Shenzhai.
这是当时中国知识界和思想界非常有影响力的一位学者啊。
This is a very influential scholar in the academic and intellectual circles of China at that time.
高善文说
Lu Shenwen said,
这个李顺之的声音呢、啊、不大。
This Li Shenzhai's voice is not loud.
语速呢也不快。
The pace isn't fast.
但是有很多内容，很多句子，就像惊雷一样。
However, there are many pieces of content and sentences that are like thunder.
在他耳边一个又一个的炸响。
The explosions rang out one after another in his ears.
并且在此后影响了他。高善文。
And this later affected Gao Shanwen.
1971年出生于山西的一个农村。
Born in a rural area of Shaanxi province in 1971.
当地的这个社会的文化
A culture of this local society
比较传统高善文
Compare traditional high altitude writing
后来说说传统文化对我影响最大的就是位卑未敢忘忧国
Then let me talk about the traditional culture that has had the greatest impact on me. A humble person should never forget his country.
他说呢，在小时候学习的伙伴当中
He said that among his childhood study partners.
如果有人能顺利地考出农村
If someone can successfully pass the exam to enter rural areas.
他们的身上或多或少都会有这些朴素的家国情怀。好吧。
They all have these simple patriotic sentiments to some extent.
关于经济学者高善文去世的事情。
Regarding the passing of economist Gus Avin.
我只能介绍这些了。
I can only introduce these.